I recall when I was still at a very young age, every time my mother would leave, pupunta siya sa malayong lugar, and she would be staying there for a couple of days, I always cry. Umiiyak talaga ako. At hinahawakan ko yung nanay ko. Sa aklanon, anong tawag natin? Gaangot. No? Nagaangot, doonga. And I would cry. No? The thought of being away from my mother terrifies me. Umiiyak ako and I would hold on to her. That's why pag hinahatid na siya sa airport, hindi ako sinasama. Kasi nagwawala ako sa airport. And pinapatulog lang, you know, and she would leave. And every time I go to a school, this time makikita ko may mga bata na umiiyak sila. Pag iniiwan ng nanay nila sa school, iiyak talaga, no? So merong mga kindergarten, makikita mo yung kindergarten, yung nanay nila nakaupo rin sa classroom. Kasi yung bata magwawala pag iniwan ng nanay. It seems like people sometimes we find it hard to say goodbye. No? Nahihirapan tayo mag-goodbye. But take note, many of the goodbyes that we have to make are actually good for us. Ayaw nating malayo sa isang tao, nalulungkot tayo, you know, we don't like to say goodbyes, but sometimes that goodbye is actually good for us. I say this because in our gospel today, nung sinabi ni Jesus sa kanyang mga apostles that I am going away, nalungkot sila. Lungkot na lungkot sila. Just imagine for 3 years magkasama sila ni Lord. The 12 disciples of Jesus were with Him day in, day out. Magkasama silang kumain. Magkasama silang nagtatrabaho sa ministry. They go through so many things in life together. At sa gabi, pag natutulog na sila, sama-sama din sila. Then finally, this Jesus na kakilala nila, kasama nila, suddenly would have to say goodbye to them. And they were very sad. No? Naalala ko nung youth camp, the first day the campers arrived, oh, everybody was so excited. You know? Lahat excited. Pero nung last day na, nung pauwi na kami, nakikita ko na yung mga bata, nag-iiyakan na sila. You know, parting ways with their friends. For how many days magkasama sila sa rooms nila, tawanan, kain, enjoying each other's company. Then finally, matatapos ng youth camp, they have to say goodbye. And it was kind of painful. And I look at some of them na umiiyak sila habang nagbababay. You know, I really understand. It's the same thing with Jesus. And our gospel today starts with, sabi niya, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Now verse 45, listen to this. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. So, nung nagpaalam na si Jesus, he explained, inexplain niya, that the things, his arrest, his crucifixion, it must happen. His resurrection, talaga kailangan mangyari yun. You know? And here again, he's going to ascend to heaven. Nabuhay na siya ulit, so they were excited, kasama na naman na si Jesus. But then, he has to leave again. He has to go to be with the Father. And sabi niya dito, he opened their understanding. And this is very important. Because after that, they saw Christ ascend to heaven. Jesus was taken up. Okay? Nakita nila si Jesus taken up into the sky. Pero, after that, when they left, sabi dito, they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Now, nung nakita na nila na wala si Jesus, they started, instead na mas lalong lulubha yung lungkot nila, they started to rejoice. There was so much joy in their heart that when they went home, they went constantly to the temple every day to just praise and worship God. You see, that's what joy can do. When you have the joy in your heart, it moves you to praise God. Praising and worshiping God is not a burden, it's a joy. Okay? And it all begins when Jesus opened their understanding. Naunawaan nila. Maraming bagay sa buhay natin na kinalulungkot natin. We are so sad when, you know, we begin to recall in your life ang daming mga bagay na nalulungkot tayo. And much of what saddens me are the people, yung mga taong wala na ngayon sa buhay ko. I really miss them. You know? Do you have someone in your life that you love so much, then suddenly, wala na sila? Diba? Sometimes when you recall, you remember them, you really miss them. Nakakamiss talaga sila, and sometimes it saddens your heart. And I understand. But what made the apostles overcome that sadness? When Christ was with them and He's telling them that He had to leave, malungkot na malungkot sila. But then, after they saw Christ taken up to heaven, they went home, they are now rejoicing. Okay, there was that joy, a surge of joy that was flowing in their hearts. And the only thing na nakita ko sa gospel dito that made the difference is that they understood, naintindihan nila. You know? Naintindihan nila. And many times in our life, we become sad of people leaving and passing. Wala na sila sa buhay natin. And we get sad because we don't understand. Walang meaning sa buhay natin. That's why I encourage everyone, when you wake up in the morning, you make this prayer always. Lord, give me the grace of understanding. Humingi tayo. Humingi tayo ng grace kay Lord. You know, grace is an ability that God gives to us. The ability to what? To ability to understand things. Especially the things that make us sad in our life. We have to understand them. When Bishop Ricardo passed away, I was so sad. I was so devastated. Parang tatay na siya sa akin. And more than a father to me, he's a friend, he is a mentor, he's like a father to me. So when he passed away, I find it so hard to process these things. I was so deeply affected. And ilang buwan nang lumipas, how many years pass, and still, when I remember him, makikita mo pa rin yung mata ko na nagtutubig pa rin. You know, I miss him. It saddens my heart that I could not see him anymore. But one day, I asked the Lord, sabi ko, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng the grace to understand why these things happen. I asked God, and this is what the Lord said to me, personally. Sabi niya, yung bishop mo has been training you, molding you to become a shepherd also, to become a bishop. For all your life, formation life, nung finoform ka, Bishop Dick was there. And he was not just there to make you a better person. He was there to see to it that you are able to respond to the call of God in your life, that you will be able to reach your destiny. Tinuruan ka niya, and the things that he learned, and he shared it with me also. But then, if he does not go, I will never rise up to become a bishop. And so that day, sabi niya na nawala na siya. Sabi ni Lord sa akin, do you remember that the last time you talk, ang sabi niya sa'yo, magmisa ka sa St. Michael? Una ko sinabi, hindi. Kasi nandito ako para sa'yo, hindi para sa St. Michael. Then he repeated that again. Inulit niya, magmisa ka. Baka gusto mo magmisa. Sabi ko, hindi. Inassign ko na yung pari magmisa. I'm here sa labas ng pinto ng hospital. Anytime you need me, I'll just be outside your door. And then, naisip ko lang naman, inulit niya the third time, baka gusto mo magmisa. I didn't know that was already his parting words to me, that I am now going to become a bishop of this great diocese church. But we have to say goodbye first. The goodbye was painful, but it was good for the fulfillment of God's plan, not only in my life, but for His life and for the life of the church. Nung naunawaan ko yon, when I understood that, yeah, something became alive in me. Nalulungkot pa rin ako minsan, namimiss ko siya pag naalala ko siya, but not in despair anymore because I know I am here for a purpose already. I understood, naintindihan ko na. Okay? And I believe this is what the Lord would like to share with us today on this feast of the Ascension of the Lord. Jesus was taken up to heaven. We have to understand why He has to go. Our second reading speaks of Jesus, that Jesus was taken up to heaven, or some translation sabi niya, He was taken and lifted to the sky. It doesn't mean that Jesus traveled through space and time. Kung si Jesus pumunta lang sa isang malayong planeta, eh talagang naiwan tayo, no? But Jesus, when the Bible said He was lifted to the sky, He was lifted to the heaven, He did not just travel through space and went to some planet very far. Pumunta siya sa isang planeta na malayong-malayo. Hindi ganun po ang sinasabi sa Bible. The Ascension speaks of Jesus going to the realm of the Father. God is an eternal God. It means that God is beyond time and space. Ang pagkaintindi kasi natin ng eternal, yung nabubuhay na lang, hindi namamatay. Okay? Parang vampira ba? You know? But that's not, when you say eternal, it doesn't mean that God just lives on and on and on forever. No, eternal means that He is above time. He is beyond time. So Jesus, when He went up to the heavens, when He was lifted up to the sky, He did not travel through space and pumunta sa isang planeta because that will still be subject to time and space. He entered the realm of God. He is now with God the Father. He is now beyond time, above time and space. In other words, Jesus can now be with us because He now is in the realm of God, a different dimension, a different place where Jesus can be with us forever. Kaya sabi niya, I will be with you until the end of the age. How can He do that? It's because He is now above time and space. So Jesus now, sabi sa scripture, He is now the power of God raised Him from the dead. And it did not just raise Him up from the dead, it seated Him high above, over principalities and princes and kings. You know, that speaks of position of authority. Pag sinabi mong nakaupo na siya sa kanang kamay ng Ama, it means that He is now in a position of authority. He's above everything already. And the wonderful thing about that, when Jesus went up to heaven, He went up as a man, bilang tao. The three persons of the Godhead, one of them is a human being like you and me. There are three persons in the Godhead. We know that, right? God the Father, then God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. One of them is human. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's a human being. So He went to heaven and now joins the Trinity, but He brought with Him our humanity. Dala niya yung pagkatao natin. That's why the scripture says that Jesus now is seated at the right hand of God. But if you look at Ephesians 2, it also says there that we are now seated with Him. Paano tayo naupo doon? Because Jesus carried us with Him. Dala-dala niya ang pagkatao natin doon sa langit. He did not just go back to God as God Himself. He went back, yes, He is God, but He brought something with Him, our humanity. Dala niya. And so Ephesians 2 says, it's not just Jesus who is now seated at the right hand of God in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and rule. Ephesians 2 says that we who believe in Christ are now seated with Him. Kasama tayo doon. That's the reason Jesus had to go. In the Gospel of John, I think it's in John 16, He said, it is to your advantage that I go. Okay? Ayaw siyang pakawalan ng mga disciples niya. Nalulungkot sila. Hindi ka aalis. You're not going anywhere. You'll be staying with us forever. Hawak-hawak siya. Itong sabi niya sa kanila, it is for your advantage. It is for your good that I go away. And we now understand why. If Jesus did not ascend to heaven, we would not make it to heaven also. Kaya maraming nagkikwento, no? Sabi nila, pag namatay tayo, if we come to the end of our journey and the hour of death, wala tayong takot. We will not be afraid kung saan tayo mapupunta. We know where we are going. Kasi sabi ni Jesus, where I am going, you will also go with me. Kung meron isang tao na nasa langit na, and that human being was able to enter heaven, now all of us are going there who follow Him. Sabi niya, He is the first fruit of the many brothers and sisters who will be with Him. Siya yung unang bunga. Okay? Tayo, bunga rin, pero kasama niya. Nauna lang siya sa atin. That's why when I visit someone who is dying, alam ko nang malapit nang mamatay, nag-uusap kami, the first thing I said, huwag kang matakot. Because at this time, hawak-hawak na ni Jesus yung kamay mo. And when you are done, pag natapos ka na sa mundong ito, automatic, sasama ka sa Kanya. And it's a beautiful place where He is bringing you. Amen? So, it is to your advantage that I go. That's the first advantage we have. If Jesus did not go to heaven, we would not be able to go there also. So now, He goes before us. He is seated in authority just as we are now. Maraming tayong problema na hinaharap sa buhay natin, but we are in a position of authority. We are in the position of victory already. Hindi mo pa naharap yung gyera ng buhay mo, sinasabi ni Lord, panalo ka na. And all we need to do is believe. Put our faith in what He said to us. Hindi tayo magpadala sa mga damdamin natin. Hindi tayo magpadala sa nakikita natin, ay kulelat ako, kawawa ako. Hindi. You are seated with Christ. Where is Christ seated now? Far above all principalities and powers. That is where you are. That's why, nung naunawaan ng mga disciples niyan, imbis na malungkot sila, sabi doon sa gospel natin, they went home, they were joyful because they understood. The second thing that Jesus did for us when He ascended to heaven, sabi niya, if I do not go, sabi niya, if I go, maalis na ako, I go to my Father, I will send you the Paraclete. I will send you the Holy Spirit. Alam mo yun ang ibig sabihin ng Paraclete, or sabi doon, helper, no? Helper, yung translation sa English, katulong. Okay? So, minsan ibang pagkaunawa natin sa katulong. But the Holy Spirit as a helper or a paraclete, parakletos in the Greek, it means that He is someone who sits beside you like a lawyer. Parang abogado ba? An advocate. Kaya tawag sa kanya, the Holy Spirit is also called an advocate. Okay? Someone who sits with you. Parang pag may kaso ka, inaakusahan ka, hindi ka na kailangan sumagot. Meron kang lawyer na sasagot sa'yo. Matalinong lawyer. That's what He say. He's a paraclete. Jesus was the first paraclete. He was the first one who came to sit beside us, to walk with us, to be our advocate. But now, sabi ni Jesus, I am going to the Father, and it is to your advantage that I go. If I go, I will send the Holy Spirit. If I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. So, pili kayo. You see, that's the beauty of the ascension of Christ. His ascension ushered the way for the Holy Spirit to come to us now. Amen? Next Sunday will be Pentecost Sunday. We will celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. From the resurrection of Christ, which we call Easter, and the day, ang culmination, ang end ng Easter is the day of Pentecost. In between is the ascension of Christ. Sa gitna niyan. And that's what we're celebrating this Sunday. So the ascension of Christ will usher the way for the Holy Spirit to come. And the Holy Spirit will empower us to be able to do what Jesus commands us to do. Ano bang mga command ni Lord sa atin? Huh? You go and preach the gospel. You go as my witnesses. It's hard to do that. But with the Holy Spirit as your advocate, your helper, you will be able to do that. Amen? Magagawa mo yan. Babalik ka sa piling ni Lord na hindi mo masasabi na, Lord, wala akong nagawa sa mundo. Hindi, magagawa mo because of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So that is something we need to really contemplate on. The Holy Spirit, He has gifts to give. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit na binibigay sa atin are gifts to empower us to fulfill our destiny. Kaya yung first reading natin speaks of the disciples nung bago silang makita nila si Lord na nag-ascend sa langit. He told them, you will be endued with power. Stay in Jerusalem, wait for the Holy Spirit. A few days from now, darating na siya. Okay, and we know it. The Holy Spirit came on Pentecost. So stay and you will be endued with power from on high. The abilities of the Holy Spirit. Greater things, sabi ni Jesus, you will do because of the Holy Spirit who will be helping us do them. You know, sasabihin mo, Bishop, wala akong gift na ganito. Bishop, wala akong gift. With the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to do those things. When we were in the youth camp, merong mga youth doon na tahimik talaga sila. And, you know, sinasabi na, introvert kasi ako, Bishop. Introvert, meaning to say, hindi ako masalita. Nahihiya ako pag nagsalita. And when we were there, we were worshiping God and, you know, asking God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And alam ko marami sa inyo nagpe-pray para sa mga young people natin. Bago sila umuwi, yung mga nagsasabi na hindi marunong magsalita, mga nagsasabing introvert sila, suddenly they start talking and sharing what God has done for them. Okay? Meron nga isang bata doon na hindi namin alam na sa parokya nila, hindi pala siya nagsasalita. Noong morning, nung nagkaroon ng prayer, in-assign siya magbasa ng first reading. Yung nag-assign sa kanya, hindi naman alam na yan ang problema ng bata na yan. Kwento na lang ng pari niya, yung parish priest nila. Sabi ng parish priest nila, yung batang yan, sabi niya, one time, pinapray namin, sabi niya, 5 minuto na, hindi talaga mumubuka yung bibig niya. So inaantay nila, sige, pray na. Antay sila ng antay. Hindi talaga nagsalita yung bata. But on that day, nung nagpe-prayer na kami, we had a daily office of prayer, yung batang yun, siya ang nagbasa ng Bible. Yung parish priest niya, yung pari nila sa parokya nila, naggulat. Sabi niya, sino nag-assign yan? Sino nag-assign dyan? May nag-assign eh. Hindi nagsasalita yan. Hindi marunong magsalita yan. Nandun sa harap niya, nagsasalita yung bata. Binabasa yung Bible. Aba, sabi ko, may dila rin pala to. Okay? Marunong din pala magsalita. And after that, he gave a testimony. Sabi niya, I was so afraid. It's like I am trapped within myself. Parang nakagapos ako sa loob, sa sarili ko. And sabi niya, when we started worshiping God, and sabi niya, itong youth camp na to, I felt like somebody broke the cell, the whatever it is that is keeping me locked inside. I came out, lumabas ako. That's Jesus. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, it's your advantage that I am going, I'm sending to the Father. Why? Because now as I ascend, the Holy Spirit will come. He is now the second paraclete. And the Holy Spirit can help us together at the same time. Si Jesus has to travel. Ang Holy Spirit, nandyan ka agad. Okay? Empowering the church. So once they understood ng naunawaan ng mga disciples yung nangyari, they went home. Iba na sila. Noong una, nalulungkot sila, aalis si Jesus. But sabi din, then Jesus opened their understanding. Pinaliwanag sa kanila, naunawaan nila then umiba na ang ugali nila. They went home, they were now rejoicing. Sana ganun din tayong lahat. You see, the flag of a Christian, ang tunay na marka ng isang Kristiyano. I was asked, what is the true mark of a Christian? It is joy. Joy. Okay? Kasi ang daming Kristiyano ngayon, wala na yung joy nila. And once you lose your joy, it's just like losing your saltiness already. Your joy is the true mark that Christ is in you, that you are a disciple of Christ, that joy. Now, minsan yung joy na yan, talagang umaabo, umaapaw yan, ano? Tinatawag nilang fever pitch. There are days that our joy is not fever pitch, hindi mataas, pero nandyan palagi. It's always there, very deep in your heart. That's the mark of a Christian. That's why when you go out as a witness to Christ, the first thing people will see in you if you are a follower of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, the first thing people will notice is that you are a happy person. Happiness, it's not because wala kang problema. Do you know the saints, in early saints, what attracted people to them, what attracted the world to them is their joy. Etong mga saints na to, pag tinignan mo ang buhay nila, katakot-takot na problema ang hinaharap nila. You look at the lives of the saints, they did not live in wonderful circumstances. Many of them were sick. Many of them went through difficulties in life. But what attracted people to them is their joy. Ba't napakaligaya mo? Alam mo naman kasi, si Jesus ang nagpapaligaya. Sinong Jesus? Then people start asking. They are attracted to that joy that you have. And once they come to you, they will ask you, why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? It's because of Jesus in me. That's why you become a witness to Christ. You become an effective witness, sharing the gospel with them because of the joy. Pangit naman yung walang ka-joy-joy ang buhay mo, tapos sabihin mo, kailangan maniwala ka na kay Jesus, Brad. Brad, kailangan magsimba ka, Brad. Para ano, maging kagaya mo, wag na lang. Diba? But if you have the joy of God in you, kahit hindi ka magsalita, tahimik ka lang, kahit na hindi ka na magkwento masyado, that joy in you will cause people to come to you. Who are you? Why are you so happy? Ang laki-laki ng problema natin dito. Ba't ka masaya? Saan ka pa nagpupunta? Kaya marami sa inyo, di ba, nandito dahil may nakausap kayo, nakataga rito. Sumama ka lang, o ngayon nandito ka na. Di ba? It's the joy that attracts us. And joy comes once we understand. Okay? We understand. Kaya pray for the grace of understanding na maunawaan mo itong mga sinasabi ni Lord. And that grace will bring understanding to you, will produce the joy in your life. Thank you.